Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Zen Stories with Master Seiji by Daiki Shimada presents a modern entry point into Zen practice through short, reflective stories designed to ease anxiety and encourage inner steadiness. Rather than relying on dense philosophy, the book uses brief narratives and simple moments to highlight how attention, acceptance, and compassionate awareness can change the way we experience stress. The format makes it approachable for busy readers who want a calming read that still carries practical insight. Across these Zen shorts, the focus stays on everyday struggles such as overthinking, fear of the future, self-judgment, and the pressure to control outcomes. Each story works like a small mirror, inviting the reader to notice habitual reactions and to experiment with a calmer response. The overall promise is not instant perfection, but a gentler way of living, where peace is treated as something you practice in ordinary situations. It is positioned as both comfort reading and a quiet guide for building resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book firstly, using Zen shorts as a daily practice for calm. A defining strength of the book is its short story structure, which fits naturally into a daily routine. Zen teachings often land best through repeated contact rather than one long intellectual effort, and brief narratives encourage that kind of repetition. By reading a story in a few minutes, the reader can pause, reflect, and then carry a single lesson into the next hour of life. This creates a rhythm similar to meditation practice, small sessions that accumulate into a noticeable shift in attention and mood. The stories function as prompts for mindfulness, asking readers to slow down and observe what is happening inside them without immediately fixing it. That is especially helpful for anxiety, which tends to speed up the mind and narrow attention to threat and prediction. The book implicitly encourages micro-practices such as taking a breath before reacting, noticing bodily tension, and naming the feeling that is present. The result is that Zen becomes less like a distant ideal and more like a practical habit. Over time, these brief encounters can help create a calmer baseline and a more spacious inner life. Secondly, learning to see thoughts as events, not commands. An anxious mind often treats every thought as urgent and true. Zen practice offers a different approach. Thoughts are seen as passing phenomena, like clouds moving through the sky. The book supports this shift through stories that gently expose the difference between what happens and what the mind says about what happens. Instead of arguing with worry or trying to force positive thinking, the Zen approach is to notice the thought, allow it to be present, and choose not to follow it automatically. This can reduce rumination, because the reader learns to interrupt the loop of analyzing and predicting. The stories also highlight how much suffering comes from clinging to a mental narrative, such as I must get this right or something bad will happen. When that narrative is observed rather than obeyed, choice returns. The reader can still plan, solve problems, and take action, but with less panic and self-pressure. The practical takeaway is emotional flexibility. You can experience fear without becoming fear, and you can feel uncertainty without letting it drive every decision. This mindset is a core foundation for lasting calm and clearer judgment. Thirdly, letting go of control and befriending uncertainty. Many people experience anxiety as a constant attempt to control outcomes, other people, or future events. Zen points out that this effort is exhausting because life remains unpredictable, even when we work hard. The book uses story-based lessons to reveal how control can become a trap the more tightly you hold on, the more tense and reactive you become. By contrast, Zen encourages a grounded acceptance of what cannot be controlled and a wiser focus on what can. This does not mean passivity or giving up. It means distinguishing between effective action and compulsive grasping. The stories help readers practice releasing the need for guaranteed certainty and instead building trust in their ability to respond. That shift often brings immediate relief because the mind stops fighting reality. The reader may begin to notice how often they replay conversations, anticipate worst-case scenarios, or demand perfect solutions. With a Zen lens, these habits can be met with kindness and gently loosened. Over time, uncertainty becomes less threatening and more neutral, even interesting. This supports better sleep, healthier relationships, and more confidence because energy is no longer spent on battles that cannot be won. Fourthly, finding inner peace through compassionate awareness. Inner peace in Zen is not the absence of emotion, but the ability to hold emotion with awareness and care. The book points toward a compassionate inner stance that reduces self-criticism, a common fuel for anxiety. Through the tone and lessons of its stories, it encourages readers to observe their inner experience without harsh judgment. That includes noticing irritation, shame, sadness, or fear, and recognizing them as human experiences rather than personal failures. Compassionate awareness also extends outward. Many anxieties are intensified by friction with others, misunderstood intentions, or the desire to be seen a certain way. Zen stories often show how a small shift in perspective can soften conflict and create room for empathy. when the reader learns to pause and see both their own suffering and the suffering of others, reactions become less extreme. This supports calmer communication, fewer spirals after social interactions, and a greater sense of connection. The practical benefit is that compassion becomes a stabilizing skill. Instead of using force to change feelings, the reader learns to meet feelings with warmth, which paradoxically helps them pass more quickly and leaves less residue in the body. Lastly, applying Zen principles to work, relationships, and everyday stress, the value of Zen increases when it leaves the page and enters ordinary life. The book aims to bridge that gap by focusing on relatable situations, where stress shows up most often: deadlines, expectations, family tensions, and the constant pull of mental noise. Readers can use the stories as templates for real moments, such as taking one mindful breath before replying to a message, noticing impatience while waiting, or releasing the need to win an argument. Zen also reframes success. Instead of measuring life only by outcomes, it emphasizes the quality of attention and the sincerity of effort. That can reduce performance anxiety and perfectionism, because the reader learns to return to the present task rather than obsess about evaluation. In relationships, Zen supports listening without rehearsing your response, noticing defensiveness as it arises, and choosing a calmer tone. At work, it can mean focusing on one action at a time, reducing scattered multitasking, and accepting that some uncertainty is part of meaningful projects. The practical thread across these applications is simplicity. By repeatedly returning to what is here now, the reader can live with more steadiness, clarity, and ease. In conclusion, this book is a good fit for readers who feel overwhelmed by anxious thinking, who want a gentle introduction to Zen, or who prefer short readings they can finish in one sitting and revisit often. It can also help busy professionals and students who need calm without committing to long theory-heavy study. The primary benefit is practical. The stories encourage a shift from reacting automatically to observing clearly, which can reduce rumination and create more emotional space. Readers may find it easier to pause, breathe, and choose responses that align with their values, improving sleep, focus, and relationships. Compared to similar mindfulness and self-help books that lean on frameworks, research summaries, or long step-by-step programs, this book offers simplicity and repeatability. The short format makes it easier to build a daily habit, and the narrative approach can bypass resistance by letting insight arise naturally. It is worth buying if you want a calming companion you can keep nearby, open at any point, and use as a steady reminder that peace is practiced in small moments. For many, that accessibility is exactly what makes change sustainable. If you would like to support Daiki Shimada, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.